KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Jeff Johnston joins us. He's a culture and policy analyst for Focus on the Family, staff writer for Daily Citizen. Jeff's been interviewed by CBS Sunday Morning, The New York Times, Associated Press News, Christian Post, Rolling Stone, and Vice, and I'm sure others. A graduate, Phi Beta Kappa from San Diego State University. Had to mention that last one, Jeff, because there's Lobo listeners, I'm sure, that will appreciate we have someone on from San Diego State University. But regardless, we so much appreciate all that you do and look forward to hearing about our topic today. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you. And yeah, go Aztecs.
Okay. Hopefully we didn't lose. No. Hey. All right. So free speech, it won a big deal here a week ago, the Supreme Court decision that is really going to be good for kids under the age of 18 and their counselors. You know what, Jeff, you are well read on what's happened. So I'm going to throw it to you to update our listeners on this Supreme Court decision.
Sure. Happy to do that. This case started back in 2019 when the Colorado legislature passed a law making it illegal for a counselor to work with a minor who was struggling with either transgenderism or homosexuality. So if you were a parent and you had a little four-year-old boy who was confused about his sexual identity and maybe wanted to be a girl, you couldn't take him to a counselor and have that counselor help him embrace his body, his maleness and his masculinity. And so the legislature passed this law in 2019, and a counselor here in Colorado Springs named Kaylee Childs challenged the law, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they handed down an 8-1 decision, so almost unanimous, saying that Colorado's law banning talk therapy for minors related to those two issues, homosexuality and transgenderism, they said that was unconstitutional and that it was a violation of her free speech as a counselor, and that it was what they call viewpoint discrimination. The law only allowed you to help steer children towards homosexuality or transgenderism and never away from it. So this counselor, Kaylee Childs, she does not force her views on anyone. She doesn't use aversion therapy techniques or other types of techniques. All she does is talk therapy with her clients. And, you know, for a little boy struggling with his sexual identity and for Christian parents maybe who wanted to help their son, she can now help him with as he's struggling with those issues. So it was a great decision for free speech, for religious freedom, and for clients who want to move a certain direction. So we were really happy about it here at Focus on the Family.
Well, sure. And Focus on the Family, of course, headquartered in Colorado. Jeff, let's talk about other states. Does this set precedent for other states that may be running into the same difficulties?
Yes, it certainly does. California was the first state to pass a ban on talk therapy for minors with unwanted same-sex attractions or unwanted transgenderism. They passed their law in 2012. There are at least 20-some other states that have similar laws, and there are also municipalities, over 100 municipalities, that that pass these laws that the way they name them, they usually call them conversion therapy bans. And conversion therapy is just a made-up term. No counselor really hangs out a shingle and says, hey, I do conversion therapy. Counselors just help clients figure out what's going on inside, and they help a client move towards his or her goals. So let's say you were a 16-year-old boy in California and you were struggling with looking at pornography and looking at gay pornography. A counselor in California could not help you live according to your biblical values if that's what you wanted to do. So those laws in 20 a couple dozen states right now have all been challenged by this decision. And it's gonna take a while for this to play out, because a lot of states really promote homosexuality and transgenderism over free speech and religious freedom. So we know some states are going to balk at this decision, but ultimately it lets counselors work with clients, minor clients, towards the goals that they want.
So, Jeff, I'm sure we have families listening that families or individuals listening that struggle with homosexuality or transgenderism. We know, you and I know, this isn't something that needs to define them, there is a way to freedom from homosexuality and transgenderism. Are there resources that you can aim these individuals and or families to?
Sure. As you said, we know that human sexuality is fluid. There are lots of people who leave homosexuality or transgenderism. I'm one of those people who struggled with same-sex attractions, and counseling was super helpful for me in walking away from homosexuality. If listeners are struggling with this, or they have a family member who struggles with this, they can look online at focusonthefamily.org, or they can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. And we offer a free counseling consultation. And the counselor that you talk to, a licensed counselor, will steer you towards resources that can help. Books, podcasts, articles that we have online. And we also have a Christian counseling network where we have vetted Christian counselors to make sure they agree with biblical views on a variety of issues. And if you call and talk to somebody, they'll help you connect with a counselor in your state, or maybe a counselor who does phone counseling and who can help you with these different issues. So again, if you call 1-800-A-FAMILY and ask to speak to a counselor, or you can sign up online at Focus on the Family to talk to one of our licensed counselors, and they'll help steer you in a direction in these on these issues that's in line with biblical teaching and your biblical faith.
Okay. And Jeff, as we put a bow in our conversation, I do want to throw it back to you. Any final words left unsaid, either in general on the topic or specifically about the ruling?
Yeah, well, it's pretty astounding that it was an 8-1 decision. The only justice who dissented from it was Ketanji Brown Jackson. And even the liberal justices mentioned her dissent in their concurring opinion. This was an opinion from Elena Kagan, and Justice Sotomayor agreed with it. And they said, no, Justice Jackson, you're wrong on this. This really is a free speech issue. The state cannot tell counselors what they can and can't say to their clients. So it was a real, real big victory for free speech, and we're very happy about that.
Yes, amen. Well, and I guess maybe not a surprise that this is the same justice that when up, you know, when being appointed in front of Congress, could not define what a woman is. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, you're remembering correctly. This is a justice who has bought into the transgender ideology that says that a person can change sexes, that gender is fluid, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different genders. It was pretty clear from her decision that she's bought into the LGBT agenda and their ideology. So instead of her dissent didn't really turn on, what is free speech? What's the First Amendment guarantee us? She was agreeing more with transgender ideology. And in the main decision and the concurring one by other liberal justices, they said, no, you're wrong. This is a flat out First Amendment case, and we would agree with the counselor. So yeah, it's not surprising that she was the one that dissented on this opinion.
Well, Jeff, as always, appreciate your time, as well as the rest of the team at Focus on the Family, and open invite. We'd welcome you back anytime. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for your good work.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.